Hey guys, what's up?
So, it's your girl, Blondie,
back at it again.
I'm actually having to leave to go to work. I had a minor break, but my phone broke, completely crapped out, unfortunately. I'm not having such a good day, you guys, just being real honest with y'all. Unfortunately, last night, sorry if you can hear water running to my turtle's aquarium, which I guess I never told y'all. Oh, I'm not sure if y'all remember, if I posted stuff about it or not. I honestly can't, but I used to have the snapping turtle, if y'all remember that. I don't have him. He got stolen, like forever ago. And now, I used to work at a sports bar, and during crawfish season, they caught a turtle in the crawfish and they let me take him home. So I have a little common musk turtle. He has a nice little aquarium in my kitchen, which I know some people say that's gross, but I mean, it's in the corner and my counters are pretty big and it's a small tank because he's a small turtle. And obviously I wash my hands, keep everything sanitized, so it's not like I'm going to catch salmonella. I need to not forget my stuff for work today. Anyways, yeah, so yesterday, when I went to turn on my phone to set my alarms for work this morning, my screen was just like a bunch of random colors, had black blotches, wasn't working, which it was the iPhone 6S. So I'm having to tuck in my shirt from my job and fix my belt. Anyways, totally sucked. I was really upset. So I had no choice but to upgrade my phone. So now I have an iPhone 8, which is nice, but it's just an adjustment. And because my screen was blacked out, I'm having to try to remember all of my passwords to everything, which sucks. That was my ice machine, sorry. Also, I lost my phone, hadn't updated like the iCloud backup since before my birthday of this year. I'm really upset because a lot has happened since then. That was obviously in May. And, yeah, I don't have any pictures of, like, my puppy because we got her after my birthday, for my birthday. And so I don't have any pictures of her. None of my pictures backed up since then. I'm really kind of hurt about it, if I'm being real with y'all. So that's upsetting. But now I have a nice new phone, so that's cool, I guess. The recording quality is a lot better, so that's better for y'all, right? Oh, and then when I got home today, so unfortunately I'm with T-Mobile and they did not open, their stores don't open until after, or at 10 o'clock. Well, I don't know what that was. It was a penny. I had to be at work at 10:30, so I didn't have time to, go to the store before my work, and so I went after because I'm a double today, so I got to come home for a couple of hours, and then now I'm going back to work now, and basically, I'm trying to make sure I got everything, what sucked about that was I was at T-Mobile for literally like over an hour, trying to fix my phone because it's taking forever, and then I got home, and my puppy managed to somehow pull my hair straightener into her kennel and chew it up. I'm so irritated because that was like a $100 hair straightener I got years ago, and now I can't use it because she like chewed up, that's gonna be annoying for y'all, I'm sorry, she chewed up like the plates that like your hair goes through and stuff. So yep, that is that. Nice, let me get in the car. Okay. Sorry, I hate that beeping noise. Oh yeah, there's also a tapping sound in my car because I don't know, something's wrong with it. Any of y'all know things about cars and can offer any assistance why there's a random tapping noise every time I start my car? Would very much appreciate it. But yeah, so I'm on my way to work. That's how my day is going.
trying to respond to somebody else's messages. Sorry, I've been MIA. I know I'm very spotty about this. I'm really sorry. I'm trying to get better about that. Just been dealing with a lot of stuff. You know. It sucks. But we move on and everything else. So, yeah. But I am trying to figure out how I'm going to be doing stuff for y'all, as in like the personal audios and everything like that. I'm trying to figure out, I think I'm going to go back to doing Google Pay, is what I did beforehand, if y'all had purchased anything from me. It worked well. It just required, you know, I have an email set up for my account, my Reddit account. It just required y'all's email. That was the only information that needed to be given, I believe. Which even then, if I received y'all's information, that's not like I'm going to share it. It's more me being concerned about y'all sharing my information. Not saying y'all are going to do that. I know not every guy's a bad guy, but I also definitely need to, I remember someone commented on my post telling me that I need to watermark stuff. If anyone knows anything about that, can y'all please message me or, oh my goodness, it's windy today. Message me or comment down below what y'all think works best. I feel like some of y'all are on the internet and do more stuff than I do, so y'all are gonna have a better idea, whereas I am not. Obviously, I understand I need to do my own research, but it's helpful when y'all already have an understanding and know what works for others, so I'd appreciate that. I just realized I did not fix up my makeup before going back to work. Oh well. Anyway, so yeah, I want to figure out how I'm going to do that. Also need to figure out working out today, because I did not get up and go run like I wanted to originally. I was really tired. I didn't sleep that well. My boyfriend has a really annoying habit of staying up until 3 a.m. And so while I try to go to bed earlier, he likes to come get into bed around that time and then sits there and watches stuff on his phone, but it's way too loud or he's laughing, and I'm just like, I can't handle that, can't deal with it. And then we usually end up arguing right before bed, which is not helpful, because then I can't go to sleep. I sit there and I'm all annoyed, and usually I like sit there on my phone at night to, like, I don't know, I like to, it's so weird, but I have several apps, like those buy and sell apps, and I usually sit on those and I just like look at all of this stuff that I would love to buy, but obviously I don't, because I don't have any money for it. So I just like sit there thinking about stuff I could like have in the future, or what I would do with this piece of furniture. Like, obviously since I have 3 dogs, I've been looking a lot into stuff on like how to store dog food, but like in a nice way where it looks nice. It's not like obviously a dog food container. So sorry, that's kind of dumb, but that's just what I do. I've seen where people like take dressers and somehow retrofit them. Oh, I have to sneeze. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. That was probably loud and annoying. And now there's a girl on a bicycle and there's cars and I can't go around her. Oh, poor baby. And ready, set, go. And that's how we do that. Sorry, that was a lawnmower. I am having to drive with my windows cracked because, surprise, my AC isn't working. And so, yeah. Girl's gotta have some air circulation. Because I guess I need to update y'all. So, on my job, I'm trying to remember if I ever shared what I used to do. I think I did a few times, but I'm a waitress, but it's at a fine dining restaurant, and so my uniform is black slacks, black long sleeve men's shirt, button up, tucked in with a black leather belt, and black shoes, and I have to wear an undershirt because, surprise, my boobs are too big and try to peek through my shirt buttons. And so my manager literally pulled me aside and was like, I'm sorry, but you need to start wearing an undershirt because I'm tired of seeing your bra. I was like, oh, okay, so I also have to wear an undershirt now. Which just adds, and I mean, it's Texas, you know, like, it's fucking hot. And so for my AC to be out, sucks. Sucks dick. So yeah, that's what your girl's dealing with. And this new phone is weird, because, like, obviously, if y'all remember, or should know from my subreddit, my favorite color is pink. It's still pink. Always probably will be pink. And so that's what, like, my phone case. I had the rose gold iPhone and, like, a really cute girly pink case with some big eyelashes on it. It was super cute and everything. And the iPhone they had to give me, which I am sorry, first world problems, basic bitch, for me to keep me complaining about this, but it's black. My phone case is black. It's just, and it's like the one that came included. And so it's just so weird for me to be carrying around this phone, because it doesn't even look like I would own it. But yeah, so let's hope I make money tonight, because this morning was slow, which, I mean, it was a Monday morning. Luckily, the restaurant I'm at now is a big, very nice restaurant. However, you know, September is one of the slower months for restaurants because everybody's back at school. However, it is nicer than where I'd worked just before this. I was working at a small little sports bar and was not making shit. It was so dead. And, whereas here, the opportunity is more. Because we are surrounded by business buildings, so we get a lot of, like, business meetings, which is very entertaining for us girls because there's lots of cute guys that come in. And we're always like, oh, I wonder what he does. Wonder if he notices me, and stuff like that. So that's cool. Which I like being a server because I'm very interested in people, and I don't want to say I'm nosy. I can be nosy, but I find it very entertaining, I guess, to work in this industry because I like to figure people out. You know, like when you do see people come in, and you get some business guys that are like, you know, obviously we have a wine list and a cocktail menu and everything, and some of them are like, oh no, just take the menu off the table, like we don't even need to look at it, this is, you know, a Tuesday business lunch. And then you have other guys that are like, nah, go ahead, bring me, you know, some bourbon or this or that. And it's just interesting to figure out people. Kind of makes me curious about all of y'all, because I know, which I have to say, I really appreciate. Sorry, someone was calling me. It's a creditor. Surprise! anyways, I really appreciate all of y'all's support. I really liked going. I'm trying to respond to some of y'all's messages. I did a little bit on my break. But, you know, some of y'all are. Oh, dude, get off your phone. Sorry, this guy, which it doesn't help, I'm on my phone, so I'm being a hypocrite right now because I'm recording, but this guy's on his phone and he's clearly lost because he just made me miss my light, but whatever. What was I gonna say? Oh, I appreciate all of y'all's support. I really appreciate when y'all message me, and it's some of the same people who were, like, listening to me when I first started out 2 years ago, so that's really nice when I'm recognizing y'all's names, especially some of y'all, who back then I managed to talk to on a semi-personal level. And, like, it's funny because I usually consider myself really good with names, and so when I remember, like, your actual name and associated with, like, your username, you know, I'm just kind of like, oh yeah, it's so cool to catch up with Jason or some. I don't remember if I've ever actually talked to Jason. I can't. I'm sorry, Jason, if you're out there, but yeah, so that's just cool. I don't want to say the actual names to the guys that I know because I feel like that's wrong to do. But yeah, so that's, anyways, cool to do. I think it's nice. I really appreciate y'all's messages of support and welcoming back, and patience and consideration to everything. That means a lot because, like I said, I know a lot of y'all want pictures and videos, etc. However, like I said, I'm really sorry. I'm just not comfortable with my body right now. I appreciate that y'all may like curvy girls, or be okay with my curves, but I am just not, so I definitely need to wait. Like, I found some of my old pictures that I had posted on here. I thought I had deleted a lot of them, because I dated a guy that thought it was weird for me to have all of that stuff, so I went through this period where I literally deleted all those things, which kind of sucks. I kind of regret doing that. Don't change for other people. It's a new rule in my life. So yeah, but I found some that I had posted on Reddit before, and I was like, damn, like, I looked good. And compared to now, I'm just like, shit, like, I have a ways to go, which obviously I've been through a lot these past 2 years, but still, it's, I feel like no excuse for me to let myself go to be this unhealthy. But you know, we can only ever go up from here, so that's what's important. And I am trying to change my lifestyle as well, which reminds me, I forgot my freaking water because I'm already thirsty. Surprise, I'm a thirsty hoe, but you know. Anyways, guys, I'm almost at work. So yeah, thank y'all so much for literally everything. Couldn't do it without y'all. Y'all are the reason why I do what I do and why I'm trying to do more for y'all. So please just keep a lookout for updates. Feel free to message me, comment down below, stuff like that. And that will be it for today. All right, guys, thank y'all.